Section 10. Driving emergencies. Driving emergencies can happen to any driver, and may vary from windshield wiper failure to being involved in a major collision. Drivers should always think before taking action. A panic reaction could result in making the situation worse. Braking. The first reaction for most drivers to avoid a collision is to stop the vehicle. Vehicles equipped with ABS, anti-lock braking system, will allow a driver to stop the vehicle without skidding and keep steering control. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. Drivers should press on the brake pedal and keep applying pressure. ABS will work only if the driver keeps the pressure on the brake pedal. A driver may feel the pedal vibrate and hear a clicking noise, which is normal. If the vehicle is not equipped with ABS, refer to the vehicle's owner's manual for proper braking procedure. Swerving. Drivers may be able to avoid a collision by quickly steering around a problem. This is sometimes referred to as swerving. If a vehicle suddenly approaches from the opposite direction, drivers should make sure they have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Steer in the direction they want to go, but try to avoid other traffic. Never swerve to the left to avoid a crash. Once the problem has cleared, steer in the opposite direction to straighten out and gain control. Accelerating. It may be necessary for a driver to accelerate to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit them from behind or from the side. Dealing with skids. Skidding is caused when a driver is traveling too fast for conditions, stops too suddenly, or when the tires can no longer grip the roadway. Once the vehicle begins to skid, a driver has little control of the vehicle. If the vehicle begins to skid, drivers should ease up on the accelerator. Steer in the direction that the rear of the vehicle is sliding. This will allow the vehicle to go straight instead of sideways. Be prepared to steer in the opposite direction if the vehicle starts swerving in the other direction. Once the vehicle stops skidding, straighten the front wheels and steer back in the original direction of travel. Uneven surface drop-offs. Uneven surface drop-offs can cause serious crashes if a driver reacts improperly. Drivers should avoid panic steering back onto the pavement. If the vehicle leaves the paved road surface, drivers should slow down gradually and turn back onto the pavement when it is safe to do so. Vehicle malfunctions. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. Drivers should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance that the vehicle will have a problem. Brake failure. Brakes can fail due to a malfunction, or if they have come in contact with a large amount of water. In the event that the brakes stop working as the vehicle is being operated, drivers should engage the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle in the center console or push the parking brake foot pedal slowly to avoid locking the rear wheels and causing a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle starts skid. If engaging the brake does not work, turn off the engine and look for a safe place to slow to a stop off the roadway. Tire blowout. Tire blowout is the rapid deflation of a tire and can cause sudden loss of control of the vehicle. If a front tire blows out, the vehicle will pull sharply in the direction of the blowout. If a rear tire blows out, the vehicle will wobble, shake and pull some in the direction of the blowout. If a tire blows out or suddenly goes flat, a driver should grip the steering wheel firmly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually by relieving pressure on the accelerator pedal. Allow the vehicle to slow by itself or brake gently if necessary. If possible, pull off the road in a safe place and turn on the emergency flashers. Power failure. If the engine shuts off while the vehicle is in motion, drivers should keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering wheel may be difficult to turn. Do not brake hard, brake with steady pressure on the pedal, slow down then pull off the roadway. Stop and try to restart the engine. If unsuccessful, raise hood, turn on emergency flashers and call for help. Stuck accelerator. If the accelerator becomes stuck, drivers should keep their eyes on the road. Shift the vehicle into the neutral gear. Brake firmly to counteract the effects of the acceleration. When safe to do so, pull the vehicle off the road. Bring the vehicle to a stop and turn off the engine. Headlight failure. If the headlights on the vehicle suddenly go out, drivers should try the turn signals or emergency flashers. Pull off the road as quickly and safely as possible and leave the emergency flashers on. Vehicle breakdown. When a vehicle breaks down, drivers should turn on the emergency flashers to show the vehicle is disabled. If possible, get the vehicle off the road and away from traffic as safely and quickly as possible. Try to give other drivers some time to change lanes if necessary by leaving the emergency flashers on and, if available, by placing emergency flares or reflectors 200 feet in front of and behind the vehicle. Once stopped, use a cell phone or other device to notify authorities that the vehicle has broken down. If no cell phone or device is available, raise the hood of the vehicle and tie a white cloth, red in a snowstorm, to the driver's door handle or the vehicle's antenna, which alerts drivers that help is needed. If possible, stay with the vehicle until help arrives. If the vehicle is in a hazardous location, get all passengers out of the vehicle and well away from traffic.